New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 3,204 and a low of 2,088. Note: not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Premier Doug Ford declared a state of emergency in Ontario during a news conference from Queen's Park today. He said he will convene cabinet in order to enact order that would make it illegal and punishable to block and impede the transportation of goods, people and services along critical infrastructure. These measures would include protecting international border crossings, 400 series highways, airports, ports, bridges and railways. Fines for non-compliance will be severe, the premier said, with a maximum penalty set at $100,000 and up to 1 year imprisonment. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3 p.m. on February 10, 232,376 tested, 4,255 confirmed. Asterisk note: as of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 617, 2, active cases asterisk note. The number in brackets are cases in a non-Algoma resident currently in the region. 21 currently hospitalized, 3,638 resolved, 28 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 3,521 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 436 in Central and East Algoma, 149 in Elliott Lake and area, 149 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of February 2 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 2,787 cumulative positives, 1,251 cumulative recovered, 18 deaths, 11 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:45 p.m. on February 7, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 84.5%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 80.3%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that has received at least one dose 88.3%, percent of eligible population 5 plus that have received at least two doses 83.8%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least one dose 90.9%, percent of adult population 18 plus that have received at least two doses 88.3%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that have received at least one dose 84.2%, percent of youth population 12 to 17 that has received at least two doses 80.4%, percent of child population 5 to 11 that have received at least one dose 58.8%. APH reported cases this week. Hospitalizations rise while active COVID case count drops, reported on February 5. Hospitalizations, active COVID case count down slightly, reported on February 6. No new hospitalizations, 45 new cases reported on February 7. No new hospitalizations, 62 new cases reported on February 8. 4 new hospitalizations, 55 new cases reported on February 9. 62 new cases, region's 28th COVID-related death reported on February 10. Hospitalizations dropped by 7, 75 new cases reported on February 11. Romano calls trucker blockades illegal. In talks with police to ensure plan in place locally, MPP said he had a discussion with Chief Hugh Stevenson of the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service on Thursday. She and calls for end to blockades. The ongoing occupation in our nation's capital have disturbed the lives of Ottawans that have been forced to endure unacceptable conditions, Sault MP Terry Sheehan. We've had our freedoms taken away, protester says. Video. Group gathers near International Bridge. Calls for end to government vaccine mandates, COVID restrictions. Michigan governor urges Canadian authorities to resolve Detroit Bridge blockade. Blockade at Ambassador Bridge is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families who are just trying to do their jobs, says Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Small demonstration set up at International Bridge, 6 photos, February 10. Vehicle access to the International Bridge has not been blocked. COVID-19. Boost rapid test reliability by doing oral and nasal swabbing. Experts say science table says tests are better at detecting Omicron if people swab both cheeks, followed by the back of the tongue or throat, then both nostrils. Free rapid tests available at over 2,300 grocery stores, pharmacies, February 9, up to 5.5 million tests to be supplied each week as part of the program that starts today. Watch. Elliott reveal Ontario's new rollout of rapid tests program to last 8 weeks. Provinces to relax COVID-19 restrictions, say risk assessment lies with citizens. Premier Jason Kenney said people need to live with COVID-19. Almost half of Sudbury region's total COVID deaths occurred in the past month. Stats show a total of 7 of deaths have been reported in Algoma in 2022, with 6 of those deaths reported in January alone. Canada. Officials won't let angry crowd dictate COVID-19 policy, says Public Safety Minister. Minister Marco Mendicino stressed the importance of science and good faith efforts to deal with the pandemic. No one is going hungry during Verde Shelter COVID-19 outbreak, Social Services CEO says. February 7, shelter to stay closed until February 18, only meals from approved sources accepted for clients. Details scarce on freedom movement. Occupation of Garden River Healing Lodge, February 7, group voluntarily left Dan Pine Healing Lodge Sunday, according to police. COVID-19. Visitor restrictions begin to ease today in Ontario. Long-term care homes residents who have had at least 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine are now allowed to resume social day trips. Group occupying local healing lodge in Garden River First Nation. These individuals were permitted entry to the lodge using fabricated information to book an appointment with staff, says a notice from the band asking residents to stay away from the Dan Pine Healing Lodge during the occupation. Poll shows more than 20% of Canadian households have reported a COVID infection since December 1. The data comes from the Angus Reid Institute. Hughes describes life as an MP in Ottawa, surrounded by convoy of truckers. New Democrat MP for Algoma Manitoulin Kapuskasing says she understands frustration over COVID, but is concerned over presence of extremists.